Hello, my name is Francis Pender, and you are watching or listening perhaps to the Salesforce Posse podcast, where I speak to Salesforce industry influencers to gain a better understanding of how to excel in a career path from a Salesforce admin or developer to an architect. Now, in this conversation, I recorded it at London's Calling, which is an event I run where around 900 people descend on London to learn more about Salesforce. And it is a brilliant event. It's a full of collaboration and learning across 6 or 7 tracks of talks, and everything from Salesforce development, administration, marketing, you name architecture. It is a fabulous event. But if you want to learn more, head to www.londonscalling.net and make sure you sign up to the newsletter at the bottom, because we also stream all the sessions online so you don't miss the next event. So I'm going to be chatting with the amazing Vanessa Grant and Adam Olskansky. Sorry, Adam, I think that's right. Now, Vanessa is a superstar business analyst in the Salesforce ecosystem, which is an area of the ecosystem that needs a lot more love than it gets at the moment. Because for me, Salesforce is a business tool. And some of the most successful projects I've worked on are the ones that are business-led rather than IT-led. So Adam is also an equally huge Salesforce superstar and is a technical architect at Google out in San Francisco. So you kind of have to be a little bit of a superstar to work for Google. So if you're interested in, well, I'm actually not going to tell you. This is going to be a bit of a surprise. So without further ado, let's roll VT.
Well, hey, we're here at London's Calling, having a whale of time, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
A wonderful time.
Are you having a good time?
A brilliant time, as I think you say out here.
Okay, and here you go.
Sorry. I've got to work on my man of white skills.
Cool, we're here, and we thought we'd just have a chat about the world of Salesforce and what you thought about these kind of collaborative events and what you're doing or what you're up to. And what do you do in the Salesforce ecosystem? Probably a good question to start with, Vanessa.
Okay. Well, I am a consultant. I've been consulting for probably 3 or 4 years, but I've been in the Salesforce ecosystem for 13 years. I've never had a hands-on keyboard role, but I was kind of like an accidental product owner.
Right.
So my very heartwarming trailblazer story was I was a VP of business ops and I needed a CRM and I signed paperwork.
Brilliant.
And then my Salesforce career was born. Here I am. How about you, Ed?
Very nice. Yes, I've been in the Salesforce ecosystem coming up on 9 years. Started off as kind of a business analyst. And ended up doing some Dreamforce hands-on trainings with declarative functionality and coding, and I did some coding in college, and I really liked Apex, and started off as kind of an admin, turned into a developer, and I've been working kind of my way to architect since then, and so now I'm more of a Salesforce architect.
Cool. So you're based out in San Francisco?
San Francisco area, so I'm in Mountain View, California, but it's like 45 minutes south of San Francisco.
Okay, cool. So, where are you based in?
I am in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I've done the trail, you know, the road trip.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
it's beautiful.
I think twice now. It's just amazing.
See, I like going north because then you're by the cliff. Like when you're going down, it's like, you're by the mountain, like going down, like by the cliff side. I'm like, ugh.
I think I've only gone down though both times.
Nope, no, thank you. I enjoy my life.
That's another world. I did snowboarding out in New Zealand, right, years ago, and trained to be a snowboard instructor. And back then, the roads were mighty sketchy. It would rain and you'd be kind of on mud going down these hairpin. It's like a completely different level of crazy.
That's kind of how I felt when I had Josh Matthews from the Salesforce recruiter pick me up at the airport to go to Tahoe Dreamin'. But he picked me up in like a sports car and we're like going on. I was like,
you know, used to doing it like every day.
It was in the dark too. And I was like, sorry, Josh.
I did drive to the Grand Canyon once in Arizona, and again, it was at night. It was windy roads. It was raining. It was dark. There's no lights in any of the streets. But here, to me, it's very scary because the roads are all so narrow.
I
feel like pedestrians are very just like kind of blasé. Walk wherever. The buses go right up along the curb. Like if you're near the street, you're gonna get run over by the bus. And and I also never know which way to look here. And so I'm like, I have to look both ways 8 times and.
A bit like me in America, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. It's what you're used to, I guess.
Cool. Okay, so we're here all collaborating about Salesforce and everything else. But what are you seeing in the kind of the Salesforce world, the kind of trends and the things that you think are going to happen in the future? Because you can't really predict the future, per se. But like with all this AI and all this craziness, it's like, is it just the same old stuff or...
Well, I mean, right now we're doing the AI thing. It's like, I mean, I don't know that that's predicting the future so much as like the future that is getting pushed upon me, whether I want it or not, you know, so it's, we'll see. I mean, I don't know that that future is quite solidified yet. So I think it's, okay, let's throw some ideas around and make some sessions. And I haven't seen any here, even though there was like a little discussion over there. Right. But I know with Dreamforce, the call for speakers was like very heavy. Like if you don't have AI in your, like I was like, I had to go back into like all the sessions that I've had in my past. And I was like, can I throw the word AI in to make this work? But I got
an email going, I know you submitted. Could you submit some more AI ones? It's like, oh, okay then.
So, as far as trends go, I mean, I know the trend that I would like to see would be more of a focus on business analysis, which I will talk about for the rest of my life because it's never going to happen, but I'm going to still keep fighting the good fight.
I think it really is.
I don't know.
Because I'm thinking like, if we do go down that world of AutoGPT and EinsteinGPT where people are creating flows, right, and really quickly, that's like the effort of doing that is like massively diminished potentially. They won't be perfect, obviously, but then you're kind of fixing around the edges. But then the only way to kind of go above that is to move more into the business and really aligning the vision and the goals and everything else to what you're doing. So, and also like business architecture, right? It's a thing, right? Why isn't it more widely, you know, thought of in the Salesforce ecosystem?
Well, I think there will have to documentation of Salesforce orgs and connecting those to the business functionality that they're tied to will, I think, really help prompts in the future, really help with those.
Exactly.
I mean, you need that. Having a pile of technical debt, especially if you've got AI looking into your orgs, is not necessarily going to get you the results that you want. So maybe it's moving in that direction, like because of AI, but like... I'm still irritated about like no BA tracks at Dreamforce or TDX. Like it's not even like a radio button. I'm like, whoa, what do you do?
So. But it's like, it's a business tool, right? It is, I just don't get it.
So when I started in the Salesforce ecosystem 2014, I feel like it was like the era of the Salesforce developer. It was, the Steve Ballmer developers, right? And then we kind of moved into the era of the Salesforce admin. And we had the admin keynote and Parker was really big into that. And then we kind of moved into architecture and Parker's leading the well-architected initiative and things like that. And I feel like now we're kind of moving into some of the other things, right? All the tools are there. And now we're focusing on some of the business analysis, some of the design, some of the AI, right? I've seen multiple presentations, including yours, that have had AI-generated images. I definitely missed the bullet point about add AI into your Dreamforce talk, so mine are getting rejected already. But I think that's kind of the next era, and everyone doesn't really know what it's going to be yet, and so we're kind of discovering it as we go along. And to your point, it's less about predicting the future. We know AI is coming, AI is here. What shape that takes is still, I think, to be determined, though.
But I think it's kind of exciting because everybody's at that same level, right? You know, you can learn a lot about AI and be an expert, right? Because there's not a lot of time that's kind of elapsed since then. Everybody's trying to find their feet.
Well, what I'm excited about, because I had a conversation last week, Elements had a panel, and one of the things that came up, which I'm actually excited about, is the idea of AI helping to kind of accelerate learning. Like I'm not a much of a hands-on keyboard person, but that I might be able to use AI to maybe help me come up with scenarios so that I could see solution architecting. Maybe I can start working on my technical skills using AI, or maybe an admin would be able to come up with requirements gathering questions or have the basis for a user story and kind of filling in some of those gaps in people's skill sets.
And I think at the moment it is very, AI is kind of like in its own domains, right? And slowly we're kind of linking it into using a Salesforce org as the data, you know, informing that AI. But then, you know, if we're going in further, it's like, well, actually, the company as a whole and how you write those user stories based on the goals and what people are doing. And like, my kid is going to school for the first time in September, right? He's 5 years old, or will be. And yeah, he's going to school. And I'm like, oh my God, like AI could look at him and go, he loves trains. I give it the goal of get him an A star at this, you know, grade in maths or whatever it may be. And the AI is constantly trying different ways of training and teaching to, that really resonate with him to find that customizable path through to get that goal. So I think like for training and that, and if we bring that on the business side with that, I think that's going to be incredible.
I think it's definitely going to be a skill, though. Like, I think even now, if you talk to ChatGPT, if you ask it, hey, give me some user stories, versus if you say, as a business expert, give me some user stories, you're going to get a different answer. So knowing when to contextualize, what search terms to use, how to talk to it, I think that's going to be a skill in and of itself.
Yeah, and I think this is where it's kind of that elevation into the business and stuff like that. And this is why I think it's like you're now going to start actually, rather than the tech speak, you're kind of abstracting a bit further up on actually being able to ask the right things to get the right solutions. And that might just push that more into business architecture. Or we all become architects ourselves, right?
Everybody's an architect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, we talked about, I think you mentioned like design architecture, business architecture. There's different, you know, types of architects, and you don't have to be a, you know, certified technical architect or whatever, to still call yourself an architect and provide value there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And also there's so many other skills to an architect, right? You know, it's the softer skills of convincing people and, you know, working out, is this the right way of doing it? Am I completely going crazy or whatever it may be? But yeah, I think it's, yeah, it's going to be an interesting road.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I personally am already kind of exhausted because I'm like, there's so much I needed to learn in regards to Salesforce already.
Yeah. And I was like, AI on top of that.
We'll just like throw it on the list. I'll maybe after Flow.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of where I'm at too. It's like, all right, now I have to go learn AI and where do I start and how do I apply it to my day job? And there's still so much to learn on the architecture side. And so where do you prioritize that for sure?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's cool. Right. Yeah, what else do you want to talk about? I don't know.
I guess maybe
it's been fascinating.
Yeah, sharing some of the knowledge. So some of this started. So I mentioned I have a website called Adam to Architect. Yeah. And I got an email one day from admin to architect. And I was very confused, like, why is my own website sending me an email? But of course, it's Francis's tremendous resource. And so I just found that very amusing. But yeah, I think that it also goes to show there's so many paths to becoming an architect, whether you're coming from an admin, from a developer, different type of architecture, business analyst, and also maybe from an architect, adding some of these other skills, architect to AI expert, things like that. There's so many different paths you can take.
Yeah, also I think there's so many different niches and areas of it. It's like I can be a financial services architect in Salesforce, right? Or I could be this other industry. And that's, like, coming back to that business architect, you know, knowing that business speed, knowing what that needs, so you can really architect good solutions. So I think there's a zillion paths, isn't there, to becoming an architect. But yeah, thank you so much. It's been fascinating. Hope you've enjoyed it.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Francis.
Yeah, cool.
Thanks for having us. Well, welcoming us to your wonderful country.
Cheers.
And see you next year, yeah?
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
No promises. We can do.
Cool, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for watching or listening to the Salesforce Posse podcast. Now, please, if you like or what you see or hear, then please rate this podcast in your podcast player, as it tells me that there are people out there that actually are listening to this and that it's useful to them. Also, it helps the podcast algorithms to kind of elevate the podcast in the different podcast directories, which will be really helpful for me as well. And finally, if you do have a question that you want to ask on the podcast, then head to salesforceposse.com/message and maybe you'll appear in the next podcast. But apart from that, thanks for listening, and until next time, ta-ta!